Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Romano moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Terry now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Cater moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Cater scores. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Billy Moran pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Askew reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser pinch hits for Lee Stang. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gene Freeze. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing third base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito scores. Wagner moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Steidel pinch hits for Bob Locker. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Larry now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Don McMahon now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 4 for 4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Wagner moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive towards first. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 5 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Frank Larry. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.